The Center for Biological Diversity is suing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for failing to institute protections for the native ivy bird as required by the Endangered Species Act. Max Phillips is the center's Hawaii director and staff attorney. She spoke with the conversation Savannah Harriman-Pote about the service's failure to designate a critical habitat and develop a recovery plan for our native honey creeper.
So due to the extensive threats of mosquito-borne diseases such as avian malaria and avian pox, rapid ohia death, and climate change, the service listed the EEV as threatened on September 20th, 2017. Under the Endangered Species Act, Congress understood the importance when implementing the act of listing a species as either threatened or endangered was just the first step in ensuring the survival and recovery of the plan. So once that a species is listed, like the EEV was back in 2017, it receives a host of important protections designed to prevent its extinction and to aid its recovery. And one of the most important and crucial protections is to safeguard its what the law calls critical habitat. But the way I like to think about it is it just makes sense. You need to protect the area that a species lives in order to protect the species. So concurrently with listing a species, the ESA, the Endangered Species Act, requires that the designation of this critical habitat take place. And basically, it's the specific areas that the species occupies and which it depends on for its survival. So the law basically says it needs to be essential to the conservation of the species and that areas that which may require special management considerations or protections, and even extends to unoccupied areas that may become essential for the conservation of the species. And this is extremely important for the EEV, as avian malaria from mosquitoes is forcing these species into higher elevation forests. So we really need to look towards the protection of higher elevation forests that the EEV now currently occupy, but then even higher elevations as climate change forces these mosquitoes even into warmer and higher elevations, so looking at reforesting. When it comes to a recovery plan, this also needs to be done within, I think, 2.5 years are the rules that were put forward by the service themselves. And basically, a recovery plan is the document that the Fish and Wildlife Service uses to maximize how to recover these species. And so each plan basically includes site-specific management actions and then objective and measurable criteria that would allow for the species to be removed from the endangered species list. Because really that's the intent of the law, right, is to recover these species to the point where they no longer need protection.
Now, Hawaii has a high number of endemic birds, many of which are, if not already extinct, endangered. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there are 33 endemic birds that are listed under the Endangered Species Act.
Yes. So sadly, Hawaii's already lost about 68% of its known endemic bird species due to habitat loss, disease, and the introduction of invasive predators and ungulates. As you said, of the 37 endemic species that remain, 33 are currently listed under the ESA, although 9 have not been observed recently, and many in the science community believe these to be extinct.
You honed in on the EEV as a particularly culturally significant bird, and I want to give you some time to explain as to why this was the bird that the Center for Biological Diversity really identified needed to be protected now.
There's no doubt that the iconic EEV bird with its beautiful red feathers and its distinct curved bill is really an icon to Hawaii. And it used to be one of the most abundant of our forest birds found across all of our islands. Now, unfortunately, the EEV bird is only really found 90% on the Big Island and a few birds still found on Molokai and in West Maui. And so really the declines have been quite shocking. And the Fish and Wildlife Service's foot dragging is totally unacceptable, as there are conservation measures that can happen now to ensure that this species doesn't go extinct for forever. So with the majority of the species being only on the Big Island, right? And as you know, the extensive threats of rapid ojio rot for our ojio forest, which ivy depend on for their nesting and for they survive primarily on the nectar from the lehua blossoms. We're really looking at a critical extinction crisis possibly for these beautiful birds.
Are you hoping that this case brings more public awareness to this silent destruction that is going on of these critical habitats and the loss of these species?
Definitely. And also being a Big Island girl myself, I grew up hearing the distinct, you know, variable creaks and whistles and gurgling sound of the EEV in our forest. And now I walk through in just my tiny timeline, right? I walk through those same forests and they're quiet. And how unbelievable is that? How heartbreaking is that, that we won't even be able to pass down to our mo'opuna, to our grandchildren, the same beautiful experiences that we've had growing up in those same places. So, yeah, definitely, I hope that it gets the regulatory agencies involved. I hope it gets Hawaiian people involved. Just as we have a kuleana to our family, we have a kuleana to our other family, our extended family, our birds, our forests, our oceans. We're all interconnected, and it's like the canary in the coal mine, right? So are the EEV our canary in our coal mine? I mean, with the impacts of climate change, it's really looking like it's so.
Do you feel like this is a moment where people are more ready to get involved? You talked about it as a critical juncture.
Yes, I think that, I mean, for as scary as this time has been during the pandemic and being isolated and, really having to look inward, I really believe that that's forced people also to look outwards to all of the benefits that nature gives to us, you know, things that we just take for granted a lot of times. And the protection of our endemic, native, endangered, threatened species is so critical to the fabric of Hawaii, of our local people and of our cultures. And so I really do think people are ready to stand up for what we believe in and think about what we can do now, to think about what the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is required to do under the law yesterday. We can make real gains. Time is running out for our EEV, and these incredible birds are facing population declines of 70 to 90% over the next 80 years if action isn't taken immediately to minimize pressing threats of disease and habitat loss. So, you know, we're hoping that they'll say, you're right, we messed up, we'll get on it.
That was Max Phillips of the Center for Biological Diversity talking about a new lawsuit to protect our native EEV bird.